Hi, welcome to the new year and a brand new season of Invasive Insights. I'm Jess Booth, the Communications and Engagement Coordinator here at the Columbia Shoe Shop Invasive Species Society, or CSIS. I'll be with you each month, joined by some of my lovely colleagues and co-workers, as well as some special guests throughout the year, as we dive into the wide world of invasive species. We'll keep you informed with updates, news, fun facts, and important reminders to help manage, treat, and prevent invasive species in our beautiful shoe shop region. We'll especially focus on protecting our lakes from aquatic invasive species like zebra and quagga mussels and also whirling disease. We'll also highlight the amazing events we have coming up and share ways you can get involved with CSIS and help protect our ecosystems. To kick off 2025, we thought we'd give you a little refresher on who we are, what we do, and why invasive species are such a big deal. We'll also recap on some of the highlights from 2024 and look ahead to see what's in store for the new year. Plus, we'll share how invasive species are a year-round concern, so you can stay aware no matter what the season. So, let's dive in. Who are we? So, CSIS is an environmental non-profit working throughout the Columbia Shoe Shop Regional District. Our main office is in Revelstoke, and we were founded in 2013 by a group of individuals and organisations who recognised the need for a coordinated regional approach to the growing threat of invasive species in our region. But what do we do? Our mission statement and our overall goals are to prevent, reduce, and manage invasive species through collaboration, coordination, and engagement. Our goal is to protect the environment, economy, and society from the harmful impacts of invasive species. It's about stewarding our landscapes and ecosystems collaboratively. So before I get ahead of myself, are you thinking, but what even are invasive species? Well, that's a great question. I can break that down for you. The way we define an invasive species is a plant, animal, or organism that is non-native, meaning it comes from outside of British Columbia. It has a negative impact on the environment, society, or the economy. It reproduces and spreads very quickly. They outcompete native species, throwing ecosystems off balance. The thing I like to say to all communities, but especially youth, is that we bring these invasive species with us for many different reasons, but we forget to bring the natural predators or pathogens, the things that would keep their numbers in check normally. These invasive species are also really adaptable and can thrive in a wide range of conditions. So I'm sure many of you can imagine a section of highway where the soil may have recently or not so recently been disturbed. And all you can see is a sea of one plant. So just one species, which we call a monoculture. An example of this could be the bright purple or blue kind of flower you see in the summer. That one's called chicory. Also in Salmon Arm on the highway there, often there's a lot of yellow. That plant, or one that it could be, is common tansy. So they really love to thrive in these environments, and they don't allow the other native species or other species really to thrive or survive there at all either. The other thing that I really like to highlight here is that invasive species are the second biggest threat to biodiversity worldwide, which to me is pretty alarming. So how do they even get here? I kind of touched on this just before, but invasive species can arrive in a few different ways. Very much it can be unintentional. Things like seed mixes and through the horticulture industry, the things we plant in our gardens. Some can be unintentional, and so on a highway or sort of maintenance corridors, from transporting different things, we can accidentally bring along weed-infested soil. Invasive species can even spread on the wind or in water, so things like wildlife and livestock can also play a part here too. Another unintentional thing can be through off-road travel and travel in general, but we can accidentally spread seeds or fragments of a plant from one place to another, especially on our boots or on our boats or watercraft. So our priorities at CSIS are to look at this in a more local kind of scale and how we can prevent the spread of these species. A few of the plants and animals that are problems, and the plants, it can also be aquatic animals and things as well. So things like diseases and mollusks, which are things that we think of like our zebra and quagga mussels, and another aquatic invasive species or disease is whirling disease. And we'll chat about that throughout the year. Some of the plants we see in the shoe shop especially are things like knotweed, which is one of the most impressive plants, I have to say. It can grow through concrete, it can go 3 meters deep, 20 meters across its root system, and reshoot new parts of that plant, which are incredibly difficult to remove. Another one is blueweed, which is toxic to livestock. It's also got these spiny little needles on them that are kind of like fiberglass up its stem. And if you go to pick them, you regret that choice pretty quick. Other invasive plants that we have problems with in the shoe shop, and we love having people come out and help us with the removal of these plants, are yellow flag iris. It's this yellow iris. So originally was a garden ornamental species that was brought to Canada and grown along people's ponds. But if you've seen it, especially in the spring when it's blooming, there's a flush of yellow and it competes with native species like cattails and gets like these really thick, dense sort of clumps and patches that are just kind of impossible to move through, especially if you're a small animal like a western painted turtle or some of our native amphibians. So we do our best to remove those ones, but we'll chat about that throughout the year. There's plenty more on our website as well, and we're always happy to chat about all things invasive species. So feel free to reach out. I'll provide some of those details a little further down in our chat here. But for Acesis in 2025, things are changing up a little bit. Robin is our executive director, and many of you have probably met Robin, encountered her throughout the years. She's been Acesis since almost the very beginning. So she's off on parental leave, but we're excited to announce that Laura Gaster, who is our field operations manager and has been for quite a few years now as well, will be stepping into the executive director role. And that means some changes to the rest of the staff, with a few of us shifting around our roles, and we'll update you as they are announced and official for next year, which we're really excited. We have a great team. We love the work we do and who we get to do it with. So we're ready to keep it rolling for 2025. Throughout the year, we'll have our usual events, our weed pools, our community events that we attend. If you wanted to join us for any of those or come say hi, learn about different invasive plants or animals, have some questions specifically around anything, we can do our best to answer them at the time. And we love to go for a deep dive and try and find those answers you're looking for. We also have a great website that's got a lot of great details there. And we're always happy to respond to anything via email. If you're also just kind of curious about what we do and invasive species more generally, you can sign up to our newsletter. There's a link on our website. We also update our social media, which is often pretty fun. We have great information and it's often in a pretty fun, lighthearted tone. Sometimes we do have to spread information in a serious and detailed way, which we also do there. So there's lots of great places to seek out more information. We'll also be attending the Invasive Species Council, BC's annual invasives forum in February. So if there's any other land managers or any invasive species folks, I'll see you there. And we love connecting with people. So check out those platforms, our newsletter, website, social media. And when we have events, we'll share them via this little chat, via our interviews here, and also on our website. So make sure you keep in the loop. And if you've got any questions, please reach out. I love hearing from people, love helping people out with invasive species questions. But that is it for today. And thanks for tuning in to Invasive Insights. We're excited to bring you another year of information, updates, and action. Also, if you are curious, we do presentations to all sorts of user groups focused around preventing the spread of invasive species and some meaningful action on what you can do and how to identify. We can tailor it to all sorts of user groups, recreation fishing groups, hunting groups, rod and gun clubs, school groups, all sorts. We're happy to chat all the time. So reach out, and if you've got questions, send them our way. We will do our best to answer them. And if you've got something on your mind, we'd love to hear it. Thanks. Talk to you next month for another episode of Invasive Insights.